And the scripture is full of stories that we read with such simplicity. I was reading Luke 5 today where they brought this paralyzed man, and Luke, the doctor, just writes this so simply. There was a paralyzed man, and his friends wanted him to see Jesus, and they brought him and dug a hole and dropped him through the roof, and there he was. It seems so simple. It's not that simple. But Jesus didn't worry about the roof. He didn't worry about anything else. He didn't get in the way. He healed the man. And then the religious leaders had all kinds of problems. And that is certainly healing. And I think about the prostitute, that woman of ill repute, who was at the well at the noontime drawing water because she couldn't go where the respectable woman. And so she had to go at a time when there was no other women around to draw water. And that Jesus came upon her and didn't treat her in the same way everybody else did. And then spoke to her in a way, as she says, that nobody has ever spoken to her before. And sent her back on her way and told her to go and sin no more. If that is not healing, then I don't know what healing is. If that is not Jesus changing the rules, that the way society looks at people, because of their reputation, because of the color of their skin, because of their ethnicity or whatever, if Jesus doesn't change that, then what can he change? Jesus changed all the rules, all the man-made rules, all the religious rules. He changed them to relationship with him, that we can be whole. Everyone he came encountered with, he healed. I have no idea what healing you need. I honestly will tell you, I'm not even sure why I told you some of my story. But I know in my prayer today, in my prayers that I've been praying about this, that the Father told me, this is part of your healing, Roger, to tell your story, because you're not the only one. And that there are others who have been down that road before, who God has brought healing to. And there are others who sadly will go down that road some more. I know that God is there with me and that he will be with you too. Right after I became a Christian at the age of 16, one of the wisest people I ever knew, his name was Keith. He was 16. He's still one of the wisest persons I've ever met. I haven't seen him in over 30 years. But I was talking to him about what it means to be a Christian one day, and he told me this simple thing. And I was talking to him about prayer. And he says, Roger, do you believe that the Word of God is true? And I said, yes. Do you believe that the stories in there are true? And I said, absolutely. He goes, well, sometimes that's going to be all you have. That you will pray and wonder, is anybody listening? Is anyone there? But you will know because you have read the Bible and you have studied the Word of God. God honors the prayers of his people because the Bible says it so. And there will be times when you'll feel all alone and all you'll have is the Word of God to rely on. And that will be enough. There have been days in my life recently that that's all I had. And it was enough. And it'll be enough for you too.